From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is set to meet with European finance leaders on Tuesday to discuss his country's economic crisis. French President François Hollande and German Chancellor Angela Merkel say the door is still open for Greece to stay in the eurozone despite the no vote on the EU's terms for another bailout. At a joint appearance in Paris, the two leaders also said they're awaiting credible proposals from Greece. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Hollande said heads of state at a eurozone summit in Brussels tomorrow would define their strategy in light of what Greece has to propose. The French president said Europe was not just a monetary union, but was a concept of openness and respect. We have solidarity and responsibility, said Hollande, and a balance between the two must guide us in the days to come. Chancellor Merkel said every country has to assume its responsibility when part of a common currency. We will see what the view of the other eurozone countries is, she said. That, too, is democracy. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Negotiations to finalize a nuclear deal with Iran are continuing in Vienna as a temporary agreement expires. Negotiators say there are still important issues yet to be resolved. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, who returned to Vienna 10 days ago in hopes of finalizing a deal, has said that the talks could go either way. President Obama says the U.S. needs a complete strategy for properly training Iraqi troops to combat the self-declared Islamic State group, also known as ISIL.
And over the past year, we've seen that when we have an effective partner on the ground, ISIL can be pushed back.
The president also says the U.S. will continue to crack down on the Islamic State's illicit financial operations worldwide. He spoke with reporters after getting a Pentagon briefing on the campaign against ISIL on the heels of a series of weekend airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition in eastern Syria. South Carolina's Senate has voted to relocate the Confederate battle flag from the State House grounds. Michael Tomsic with member station WFAE reports on the debate preceding Monday's vote.
A few state senators argued the Confederate flag should keep flying because it's a symbol of history and heritage. Democratic Senator Joel Lurie says while he understands some South Carolinians hold that point of view,
it is also a flag that brings back horrible memories of slavery and again is now used frequently as a symbol of hatred and bigotry.
For those reasons, Lurie and the overwhelming majority of state senators voted to move it from the Capitol grounds to a nearby museum. They have one more vote before the state house takes up the measure. For NPR News, I'm Michael Thompson.
Oil prices stabilized on Monday after their biggest sell-off in 5 months. U.S. crude dropped nearly 8% to close at $52.53 a barrel, while global Brent prices dropped around 6% to $56.54 a barrel. This is NPR News. A fast-growing wildfire is keeping an estimated 600 people out of a popular lakeside vacation area in North Idaho. Jessica Robinson of the Northwest News Network reports that the 1,500-acre blaze has burned six homes and poses a threat to at least 280 others.
The Cape Horn fire was first spotted Sunday afternoon near Lake Pend'Oreille in the northern tip of Idaho. Helicopters have been dipping huge buckets into the lake to help crews stop the flames, but dry winds threaten to push the fire toward the town of Bayview, Idaho. Manny Cordova is with the U.S. Forest Service. He says they've asked residents and business owners in town to be ready.
So they've had time to pre-plan and kind of get their items in order to go ahead and evacuate.
National fire officials say wildfires have burned more than 3 million acres so far this year, mainly in the West. That's more than triple the acreage in the same period last year. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Robinson.
Attorney Gloria Allred says she hopes to use Bill Cosby's newly unsealed testimony from 2005 in other court cases against the comedian. Cosby testified at the time that he got Quaaludes with the intent of giving them to young women he wanted to have sex with and actually gave the drug to at least one woman. The testimony was unsealed after the Associated Press went to court to compel the release of the documents. The 1984 Summer Olympic torch that Bruce Jenner carried through Lake Tahoe, Nevada, is going on the auction block where it could fetch $20,000 or more. It's being offered by Heritage Auctions at its Platinum Night on July 30th. The 24-inch torch was the first major piece of Jenner memorabilia to go up for sale. This is NPR News in Washington.